We bid you welcome again, express appreciation for your being here. Again, we say it so often, but we say it sincerely. It's just good to get together. There is an outline in the bulletin this morning if you'd like to follow along. Jim read in our text, we get the title of the lesson from the scripture that was read to us. We're trying to answer the statement that David made in verse 4. Where he said, I looked on my right hand. And then he said, there's no one who acknowledges me. Wow. He says, refuge has failed me. No one cares for my soul. David is escaping the wrath of King Saul. He's hiding in a cave. And this is his prayer. God, who is out there that cares about me? David concluded that nobody even knows what he's going through. David says, I'm all alone in this. I think my friends have forsaken me. There's nowhere to turn. No one cares for my soul. Like David, there may be a time in your life and mine when we feel the same. Might be going through a struggle, a difficulty, a hardship, a temptation, whatever it is, a trial, hard times. We think sometimes like David. Nobody knows what I'm going through. I'm all alone. Friends have forsaken me. I don't have anywhere to turn. No one cares. Wow. So what's the answer? What answer can we give to someone who is so down and out? I think nobody cares. Nobody cares. So here's the answer. Number one, God cares. We're especially thinking about your soul for salvation. Jesus, that we're familiar with the verse in John 3, verse 16. God so loved the world, so loved that he gave. Think God doesn't care? He didn't just give something. God so loved the world that he gave his son. A son. You see, God's care is demonstrated in the plan that he formulated for our salvation. And it was a plan that was formulated before the world began, before creation. In Ephesians chapter 1, I put this in your notes, there are several blessings that are found in Christ Jesus, in God's love so much that he sent his son. And so in Ephesians 1 verse 3, the writer begins, blessed be the God and the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. He's blessed us. You think God doesn't care? He's blessed us with every... Is there any blessing left out? No. No. Anything that we lack spiritually? No. No. He's blessed us with every spiritual blessing in Christ Jesus. In verse 4, he reminds us he chose us in him before the foundation of the world. These are all in your notes. In verse 7, it's in Christ Jesus we have redemption through his blood. The forgiveness of sins. Think God doesn't care? In verse 11, in him also we've obtained an inheritance. In verse 13 and 14, in him, meaning Jesus, you trusted after you heard the word of truth, the gospel of your salvation. In whom also, having believed, you were sealed with the Holy Spirit of promise. And he's that Holy Spirit. That's the guarantee of our inheritance until the redemption of the purchased possession. That's us. To the praise of his glory. You think God doesn't care? There's been no doubt about God's care for us. 1 John 4, verse 9. In this, the love of God was manifested toward us. It was displayed. It was revealed that God sent his only begotten Son into the world that we might live through him. And God doesn't care. He cares. Cared enough to send the very best in me. Second, Jesus cares. Several things. I'm going to put this in your notes also. First of all, we see the care that Jesus has for us and God. It goes together. When you look at his purpose in coming into the world, he's introduced by the angel to Joseph in Matthew 1, verse 21, where the angel said, "And she," meaning Mary, "will bring forth a son. You call his name Jesus, for he will save his people from their sins." Ah, think Jesus doesn't care? Why'd you come, Jesus? I'm interested in, I care for the salvation of my people. In Hebrew, in the kind of life that he lived demonstrates his care. In 1 Peter 2, verse 2, the Hebrew, Peter says to his audience, says, "For this were you called." What's our purpose in life? What kind of life that we should live? You are called for this right here. "Because Christ also suffered for us, leaving us an example that you should follow his steps." Jesus, do you care? I came for your salvation. I came to give you a pattern of life. Oh, yes, I care. In Hebrews 4, verse 14, we have a high priest who's passed through the heavens, and it identifies him, Jesus, the Son of God. So let's hold fast our profession. We have a high priest who can sympathize with our weaknesses. Oh, troubles and trials, yeah. Jesus, do you care? Oh, he can sympathize with us. And because in all points he was tempted just like us, but without sin. Jesus, do you care? I came for your salvation. I came to live the kind of life just like you, and I was tempted too. I had a hardship, trouble, struggles, and trials, and overcame. There's a song in our book, hymn number 506. The title of it is, "No One Ever Cared For Me Like Jesus." So the hymn writer says, "I'd love to tell you what I think of Jesus. Since I found in him a friend so strong and true, I would tell you how he changed my life completely. He did something no other friend could do." Oh, he cares. "All my life was full of sin when Jesus found me. All my heart was full of misery and woe. Jesus placed his strong and loving arms about me, and he led me in the way that I ought to go." Third stanza. "Every day he comes to me with new assurance. More and more I understand his words of love. But I'll never know just why he came to save me till someday I see his blessed face above." The chorus. "No one ever cared for me like Jesus. There's no other friend so kind as he. No one else could take the sin and darkness from me. Oh, how much he cared for me." His care is demonstrated when he instituted the Lord's Supper. At the Passover, he did this right before his crucifixion. And when he instituted it, he reminds us that we are to do this, that observation here this morning. Do this in remembrance of him. What's to remember? What am I to remember? In Matthew 26, is one place it's recorded, verse 26. Jesus took bread, broke it, gave it to the disciples, and he said, "Take and eat. This is my body." Then he took the cup, gave thanks, gave it to them, and he said, "Drink from it, all of you. For," Jesus, why did you institute this supper? "For "This is my blood of the new covenant, which is shed for many for the remission of sins." This event reminds us that Jesus cares for us. And we remember that when we partake of the bread and the fruit of the vine. Jesus, do you care? Oh, yes. I gave my body and my blood for you, for many, for the remission of your sins. And then after his death, burial, and resurrection, before his ascension back to the Father, in John chapter 14, verse 1, he said, "Let not your heart be troubled." Right? When he says that word, let not. In other words, this is something I don't want you to hinder. I don't want you to put any stumbling blocks in place. I want you to let this happen. I want you to allow this in your life. Let not your heart be troubled. You believe in God?
Yeah.
Believe also in me. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again, that where I am, you may be also. Think he doesn't care? He cared in his purpose in coming, in the life that he lived, in his death, in his ascension. And he says, I care. I care. Number three is the Holy Spirit cares for your soul. When you and I were baptized, God gave to us his promised Holy Spirit. In Acts 2, verse 38, when Peter and the apostles preached on the day of Pentecost, they preached a crucified Jesus and a resurrected Jesus. And the people, when they heard that, they were cut to the heart. And they cried out, "Men and brethren, what shall we do?" And Peter said unto them, "Repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ, and by the authority of heaven, and for the remission of your sins, and to receive the gift of the Holy Spirit, because to you is the promise, and to all that are far off, even as many as the Lord our God shall call." With many other words, he testified, he exhorted them, saying, "Save yourselves from this crooked or untoward generation." Those that gladly received his word were baptized. In Acts 5, verse 32, it's Paul, the writer says, "We're witnesses to these things," Peter and John said. "And so also is the Holy Spirit, whom God has given to those who obey him." Holy Spirit care? There's twice, well, more times than this, but just two I want to reference when Paul writes to the brethren in Corinth. 1 Corinthians 3:16 says, "Don't you know?" In other words, there's something that we can have confidence in. Don't you know? We have assurance. Don't you know that you're the temple of God and that the Spirit of God dwells in you? Don't you know that? In chapter 6, verse 19, "Do you not know?" He says it again. "Don't you know that your body is a temple of the Holy Spirit who is in you, whom you have from God? You're not your own. You're bought with a price. So glorify God in your body." I think the Holy Spirit doesn't care. The Godhead cares for our soul. Number four, the angels. The angels. You know, the angels had a part in delivering God's message to the prophets of old. In Hebrews chapter 2, verse 1, an interesting phrase. Hebrew writer says, "Therefore, we ought to give the more earnest heed to the things that we've heard." Oh, in other words, sit up and pay attention to God's word. Oh, we better listen. Almost sit on the edge of your seat and lean forward. Oh, God has something to say in his word. Let me hear. So he said, "Give the more earnest heed to the things that we've heard, lest you drift away. For if the word spoken through angels proved steadfast, and every transgression and disobedience received a just reward,
How shall we escape if we neglect so great a salvation? Oh, you think the angels don't care? When they delivered God's word to the prophets of old, they were delivering a message of great salvation.
Referring to angels, the writer said in Hebrews 1 verse 14, they're ministering spirits sent forth to minister to us who inherit salvation.
God works in your life and mine. God cares. The angels care.
In Luke 15, verse 10, the writer says, I say to you, there's joy in the presence of angels over one sinner that repents.
Yeah, just one.
You and I have the ability to make heaven rejoice by taking heed to the word of God. Think heaven doesn't care? Oh, they care. Number five in your notes are brethren. Brethren care. The church. Ephesians 6, beginning of verse 1. Said, brethren, that's us. If a man's overtaken in any trespass, done something wrong, separated themselves from friendship and fellowship with us, you who are spiritual, restore such a one. The whole business of going out and reaching out to those who are lost or separated is to restore. I want that person over there to know that we care, or that I care. I want to restore.
In Acts chapter 14, verse 22, they preached the gospel to that city. They taught many. Then they returned to Lystra and Iconium and Antioch, strengthening the souls of the disciples. Paul and Barnabas, do you care?
Sure do. You know those souls that we converted on that last journey? Let's go back and strengthen them. I care. I care about them.
And then he says, and we're going to continue in the faith.
Oh, I care. I want to strengthen. I want to restore. I want to strengthen. I want to exhort, brethren.
In 1 Thessalonians 5, verse 11, comfort each other, edify one another. In verse 14, exhort the brethren, comfort the faint-hearted, uphold the weak, be patient with all.
Oh, the admonition from the Bible is that we want to care for one another. You think someone doesn't care for you? We care. We care.
Number six. In Luke chapter 16, beginning verse 25, souls in torment care for your soul. I didn't retype these verses, so I just want to read them to you. Souls in torment care for your soul. Here's the story. Beginning of verse 26, the story of the rich man and Lazarus. Lazarus goes to that part of Hades called Abraham's bosom, or paradise. And the other goes to that part of Hades called torment. In verse 26, Abraham told the one in torment, says, besides this, between us and you, there's a great gulf fixed. There's a dividing line. So that those who would want to pass from here to you cannot. Nor can those from there pass to us. Once you die, eternity is sealed. And you can't go back and forth from salvation or Abraham's bosom to torment, from torment to Abraham's bosom. You can't do that. The gulf is fixed. So then the one in torment said, I beg you, therefore, Father Abraham, send to my father's house, meaning, I have five brothers, that he may testify to them, lest they also come to this place of torment. Abraham said to him, they have Moses and the prophets. Let them hear them. In other words, those who remained on earth. They have God's word. They have Moses. They have the prophets. Listen to them. And then he added this. He said, no, Father Abraham, but if one goes to them from the dead, they'll repent. He said, if they do not hear Moses and the prophets, neither will they be persuaded, though one rise from the dead. Really? You see the value of God's word? Jesus said, the Bible says in John 20, verses 30 and 31, many other signs truly did Jesus in the presence of his disciples, which are not written in this book. But these are written that you might believe that Jesus is the Christ, and believing, have life through his name. We need to hear the word of God. We don't need someone to come back from the dead. You need to listen to what God has to say. These are written that you might believe. Souls in torment care for your soul. Even making a request, send somebody. We have people being sent, those of us who are alive, reading God's word. These words are life everlasting. Jesus said in John chapter 12, verse 48. He says, what I speak, the Father has given me. His commandments are life everlasting. You need to listen to God's word. The last one, put in your notes. You should care for your soul. So I just asked the question, is it well? Is it well with your soul? And do you even care? That's the title of our lesson. Who cares for my soul? Well, do you care? I listed six others. The last one is, do you care? There's a song in our book, hymn number 489. It asks the question, is it well with your soul? There's another song called It Is Well, but this one asks the question, is it well? Mid the toil and strife of this busy life, is it well with your soul? Are you living right? Should you die tonight? Is it well with your soul? Do you praise the love of the one above? Is it well with your soul? Will the crown be won and the Lord's well done? Is it well with your soul? And the chorus reads, is it well with your soul? Are you free, glad and whole? Are you living right? Should you die tonight? Is it well with your soul? Jesus asked the question in Mark chapter 8, verse 36. What's the profit of a man if he gain the whole world and loses his soul? So the question is, first question is it well with your soul? And the second question is, do you care? Do you care? Amos said in Amos, the Old Testament, Amos chapter 4, verse 12, prepare to meet your God. You'll meet God. Prepare to meet your God. We're going to sing a song of encouragement, song of invitation. I'll use another phrase. It's a song of exhortation. If you're not a member of the New Testament church, if you're not in the family of God by being born again, by being baptized for remission of sins, you have that opportunity. You've heard the good news message, and that's what Jesus sent out into all the world with his apostles. In Mark chapter 16, verses 15 and 16, go into all the world. In other words, don't leave anybody out. Tell everybody news. Preach the gospel to every creature. And he that believes and is baptized shall be saved. Remember the purpose why Jesus came into the world? Call his name Jesus. He'll save his people from their sins. Yeah. Salvation. He that believes is baptized. And Jesus says, tell everybody. Tell everybody. Encouragement. Let's stand together. We'll sing. If you're somebody who's obeyed it already, if that's your desire, if that's your resolve, simply come as we sing this song and let your request be known.